It's 18 minutes after 12. This is Ozarks at Large. A Springdale teacher has launched the country's first Future Farmers of America chapter at an online school. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently met with the 23-year-old instructor to learn how FFA is being incorporated at Arkansas Virtual Academy, and Antoinette brings us this report.
Tabitha Hudspeth's path to becoming a teacher started in high school, where she helped teach some agriculture classes and was president of her local FFA chapter.
When I graduated, I realized that I just love the connection that I get to make with kids. And getting to see them grow, especially in kind of the agriculture world, which is really where my passion lies, was something that I just knew I had to do. And so I immediately went into ag education.
Hudspeth says her passion comes from the fact that agriculture affects everyone.
I remember so many times sitting in junior high and in high school and learning things like the Pythagorean theorem or the quadratic formula and thinking, when am I ever going to use this again? And granted, sometimes I do, but it's not very often. But every one of my students plays a role in agriculture, and it's so vastly different. And that's what I always tell them is, you know, you don't have to go be a farmer. You don't even have to grow a garden in your backyard. If you're eating food, you're a consumer, and you're involved in agriculture, and you need to be able to have a knowledge of it.
In 2018, Hudspeth began working at Arkansas Virtual Academy, a public charter school that offers online courses for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. She says the school's agriculture program has grown exponentially. Last year, ARVA offered 2 ag classes, and Hudspeth had around 84 students. This year, she has 164 students and teaches 4 of the 5 ag classes offered by the school. Hudspeth says her interest in starting an FFA chapter stems from the 3-circle model used in agriculture education.
So to have full-rounded agriculture education, we expect students to have 3 different components. So one of them is classroom instruction. So that's what I just talked about, all those courses that I'm teaching. One of them is what we call SAEs, which is supervised agriculture experiences. That's where students are going out and getting hands-on experience, whether that is interning with different places, whether that's working for maybe their parents or a friend, or for some of them, that's being an entrepreneur and going out and starting their own business. And then the third part of it is FFA. So the interesting thing about the National FFA organization is, although we are a club, we're what we consider an intracurricular activity instead of an extracurricular activity, because all of the things that my students are competing in FFA are directly tied to the coursework that they're doing right now.
Tabitha Hudspeth says they officially got their charter in October 2018, and instead of competing in the spring, she spent that time planning with her students about what might work for them. Now she meets with her 4 officers once a week, and the chapter as a whole meets twice a month. Teams in this FFA chapter receive training like they would in a regular chapter. The difference is they don't meet in person.
Typically, what I would do in a brick and mortar and in my student teaching is I would have practice after school. And so when I student taught, I trained 5 teams. And so I trained 2 teams on Mondays, and then I trained a team after school Tuesday through Thursday. And so we would train for anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. So my students train just like that, but we're in a Zoom session. And so it's basically like FaceTime. It's like a video conference call. I can see them, they can see me, I share my screen. We use Quizlet a lot, we use a lot of PowerPoints. But the really cool thing about this that I never thought about until we really got into it is we record all of our practice sessions.
So now the recording can be sent to a student who missed a training, or it can be used by someone wanting to refresh themselves on the material in preparation for competition. One of the benefits of using digital platforms like Zoom, Hudspeth says, is students have the flexibility to be able to learn and still participate in extra activities.
So, for example, my vice president has shown, as of State Fair, and this was back in October, as of State Fair, that was their 52nd show of this show season. In a brick and mortar, they would never have been able to do that. She would have been considered truant for missing too many days, even though it was for a livestock show, because she never would have been in class. But with Arkansas Virtual Academy, she can be in the car on a hotspot. She can be out at the fairgrounds. And that's what her mom told me, is she said, you know, she said, we would not be able to do what we do if it wasn't for the flexibility that ARVA gives us.
Running a digital chapter of FFA isn't without its challenges, though.
There's definitely been some bumps in the roads where we've had to figure out, you know, how does this work? Just the other day, we were talking about transportation because we don't have a bus. And so I had students that said, you know, my parents can't take off a bunch of different days of work to be able to take me to these competitions, but we don't have a bus to take, you know, what do we do? And so we, you know, had to do some brainstorming and had to figure some things out and talk to some parents, and we're able to get some things worked out. But that's been, that's just one example of something that happens over and over and over again.
Another issue is figuring out how to give students more hands-on experience.
One of the things that we've talked about is there's a lot of labs, especially in like veterinary science, for example. There's a lot of labs that I got to do as a student that my students don't get to do. And so one of the ideas that we've been talking about is possibly sending out lab kits. And so making lab kits that would then be mailed to a student's home, similar to a lab kit that you would buy as a college student and then bring to your lab class. And so like that's been one idea that we've had, but figuring out, you know, where do you get funding for that? How do you put those together? Who puts those together? And different things like that, but trying to figure out, like I said, how do we make those opportunities still available to my students, but also make it in a safe manner.
While it's been an interesting journey for this young teacher, she's enjoying figuring it all out.
I love it. I never in a million years would have imagined that this is where I would be. And I was actually just talking to a friend the other day, and I said, if you had asked me in May of 2018, about a month before I started here, what are you going to do? I would have said, I have no idea. You know, I guess I'm going to go get a teaching job. But to look back and see how I ended up here, it's so crazy, but I'm so thankful for it. It has stretched me as a teacher more than I ever could have imagined.
Since starting the first FFA chapter at an online school, Tabitha Hudspeth says she's been able to work with two other schools who have been granted a charter and knows of two others that are in the works. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.